St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Deacon Jimmy Salcido on December 29th, 2019, the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Today's Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 to 15 and 19 to 23, proclaimed by Deacon Jimmy Salcido.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod. That was what the Lord had said through the prophet, might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I call you my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On this feast day of the Holy Family, questions come to mind. Is my family holy? If not, why not? What constitutes a holy family? What did Jesus, Mary, and Joseph all have in common? Obedience to God. They were one in their absolute trust in and commitment to God. They were one in their absolute trust and commitment to God, and we here at St. Dominic's are taking a step towards holiness by attending every Sunday Mass. Some are taking two steps closer by coming to a daily Mass. We are taking even another step closer if we bring a family member or friend with us. Another step closer is it we become engaged in a program that focuses on charity and spiritual awareness. Today we heard in the first reading from the book of Sirach what kind of family relations pleases God. We heard to honor one's parents is to live in the right relationship, not only with the parents, but with God. Honor to parents is required throughout one's lifetime, even when parents reach old age. God will be attentive to the prayers of those who honor their parents. During Advent, I witnessed a friend, after being hospitalized, having his sons carry out what we just heard in Sirach. Advent was a struggle for my friend, but on Christmas Day, the stress of the ordeal had somewhat subsided, and comfort and joy was apparent. And I even witnessed the three wise men in the guise of his grandsons visiting him. Prayer and family are priceless in healing. This past Advent season is probably going to be the most remembered of my life. During the coming, we at St. Dominic's came together as a family to celebrate the lives of three diverse parishioners and how their lives intertwined with ours as they passed on to the next life with the Father. A 95-year-old showed us the obedience to God and longevity could go hand in hand. A 43-year-old shared with us her gift of bringing the young into the fold. And a 67-year-old brought to light the quote from St. John Chrysostom, "If you cannot find Christ in the beggar at the church door, you will not find him in the chalice." We must recognize, as Paul calls us to do in the second reading, that love is the bond of perfection. As Christ was compassionate, kind, humble, and gentle, so too must we be those who live in him. Paul also reminds us that whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Okay, I have another question. We can just call this the Q&A homily. Does anyone remember the first line in today's gospel? I'll give you a hint. It has to do with the Magi. We see the three wise men departing before we hear of their arrival on Epiphany Sunday, which is still 7 days away. Why is that? Why would the church ask us to hear the story out of order? Some of it is just the way the liturgical calendar falls this year, but I think there is more to it than that. To hear the story out of order makes us slow down and listen a bit more closely. Maybe it's the way of the church yelling, "Wake up, pay attention." Maybe it allows us to hear something we've not heard before. We are asked to take a closer look at the contrast between Saint Joseph and Herod, the king of Judea. We can say with some certainty that Herod was the patriarch of the unholy family. Herod was out for himself. He killed three of his own sons. He was ruthless, tyrannical, and wicked. With the power, riches, and influence he possessed, he's referred to as Herod the Great. Now let's look at Joseph, the patriarch of the Holy Family. Joseph transcends his own ego by hearing and obeying what God says and protecting what God gave us. Joseph was God's policeman to serve and protect. Each time an angel came into his dreams with a message from God, Joseph subordinated himself to God's will. He was obedient to the point that he led his family on perilous journeys, taking his pregnant wife to Bethlehem without having anywhere to stay once they got there. In today's gospel, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and the mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you again." He did it without hesitation. Upon the death of Herod, the angel reappeared to Joseph in another dream and told him, "Rise and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel." This coincides with the Hosea prophecy, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Joseph did as the angel of the Lord instructed. He obediently took Jesus and Mary out of Egypt. Let's answer the question again. What makes a family holy? We've been reflecting on the Holy Family as in Joseph, the saint, Mary without sin, and Jesus, God incarnate. Are we crazy to think we can emulate them? Pope St. John Paul II thinks we can. He says, "The Holy Family is the beginning of countless other holy families." The words that best describe a holy family are obvious. obedience, faith, hope, and love. Here's my attempt to form an acronym of a list that I found interesting. The acronym is FLOGA, F-L-O-G-A. The F stands for fidelity. Joseph should be the patron saint of fidelity. It takes great faith and courage to conform our will to God's, who often calls us to do tremendously difficult tasks. The road to holiness requires constant discernment, listening to God's voice, and willingness to obey. The L in FLOGA stands for large-heartedness. We often think of large-heartedness in terms of fertility. Although openness to life is one part, it is not the whole. Consider the visitation. Pregnant Mary made a long trek through rugged country to visit her cousin Elizabeth and stayed with her for 3 months. Presumably, she made the trek back all the more pregnant. Mary poured out herself to another in need. Look to Joseph. Though he presumably knew Jesus was the Son of God, he didn't expect a miracle to provide for his family. He poured himself out for one child he had, a foster child, no less. The O in FLOGA stands for ordinary. For over 90% of his life, Jesus lived in the nitty-gritty of the family life while working as a craftsman alongside Joseph. Mary spent her time in prayer and housework. As Pope Francis said recently, the call to holiness is not just for bishops, priests, religious. Indeed, it is by living with love and offering Christian witness in our daily tasks that we are called to become saints. The G in FLOGA stands for generative. The word seminary means seedbed. In this regard, the family is the original seminary where the seed of faith first was planted, nurtured, and eventually germinates. How did Christ begin? In his own home. The family is the first thing Christ sanctified. And lastly, the A in FLOGA stands for apostolate. Little by little, our families have the power to lead others toward Christ. Even through simple witness, our families can help other families be reconciled and converted and grow in the life of the church. Those families then go forth and do more of the same. Collectively, holy families can evangelize and sanctify our culture. One rainy Sunday morning, I attended a mass in Sacramento. I entered the church dripping wet, so I removed my wet coat and laid it on the floor in the back of the church. I seated myself in the last row of the pews next to a young man in his 20s who listened intently to the homily. When the time came to go to communion, the young man asked me if he should go. I asked him if he was Catholic. He said no. I told him he could go up and cross his arms over his chest and receive a blessing. When we got to the chalice, he tapped me on the shoulder, and I shook my head no. When we got back to the pew, I quietly told him I wanted to talk to him after Mass. At the end of Mass, I asked him what brought him to church today. He said he was staying with his grandmother, and she told him to come and listen to the priest. I told him he had a very wise grandmother, and even though he couldn't receive communion, he did receive the word. I told him to check out RCIA, and he would more fully understand the relationship between the word and communion. Remember, for us Catholics, if you don't hear the word, you didn't attend Mass. Every once in a while, bring someone with you to hear the word. They don't have to be Catholic, but there's always hope.